Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We are back from St. John Fisher College Bills Camp Live. And our next guest joining us in the country suite hot seat, Gino.
He's someone the Bills picked up midway last year, but this year in the battle for running back, certainly a big part of special teams too. Marcus Murphy, our guest. Marcus, appreciate your time. Reading up on your background here in Buffalo, it's a blue-collar sort of town. It seems like you had that sort of upbringing in Texas.
Yeah, I did. I come from a close-knit family. You know, we bond together a lot. You know, we do a lot of family things. And I've always took pride in just, you know, being a leader, you know, standing out. And I just try to, you know, transfer that to the football field.
Marcus Murphy, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Marcus, do you feel like you found a home here in Buffalo? At this point at camp, do you still look at it as like, I can't afford to take any of this for granted when it comes to your job security?
That's just one approach I always have. You know, I don't want to take no rep for granted. You know, each and every play that I get in and I have an opportunity, I want to make the most of it. You know, I have a point to prove, just that, you know, I can be a playmaker here in the NFL, and I just want to, you know, gain the trust from my coaches and my teammates that, you know, that they can trust me to come out here and play hard every down.
It's funny how in this game you never know when your opportunity is going to come. So I remember last year, LeSean McCoy, there were some questions about his status leading up to the Jacksonville game. You would have been the guy in that playoff game. What was your preparation? What was your mindset that leak? How was that whole experience leading up to that playoff game for you?
I mean, it was a fun experience. You know, I bounced around a lot last year. I ended up here, and I was glad that I came here towards the end of the season. You know, it built a lot of hunger, you know, going through that adversity in the beginning of the season. But I just, when I came here, I just took an approach that I was going to take advantage of each opportunity. So day in, day out, you know, at practice, I was just trying to look for ways to improve my game. And the opportunity presented itself when I became active the last week of the season. And I just wanted to continue to get better each rep that I take.
Marcus Murphy in the country suite hot seat, Bills Camp Live from St. John Fisher College on ESPN Rochester. In college at Missouri, you were a specialist. I mean, you know, very explosive player, returning punts, returning kicks. Fans might see you do more of that. You certainly got opportunities in game one of the preseason, week one of the preseason, returning punts. I got to think that's one of the toughest things to do in all of sport. If you're trying to just field the punt, knowing that you're going to get hit when you do. I mean, what is it about fielding a punt that is, what makes it special? Is it the vision? What's key for you as a punt returner at this level?
Well, first of all, you said knowing you're going to get hit. That's not my mindset, you know. I mean, but the first thing is just, you know, being able to make good decisions. You know, that back there, you know, as a kick returner or a punt returner, the main goal is to come out with the ball. You know, it's have possession of the ball and get good field position for the offense. So the main thing is, you know, just ball security, catching the ball, making a good decision, whether it be fair catch or taking a knee. It's a lot of factors that come into it, but you just have to be you know, you just have to have the feel and make good decisions. And I mean, you know, the vision and running, you know, behind your blocks, that's just a part of, you know, being a running back with me. I set up the plays just as I do on offense. So, I mean, that part kind of comes, you know, natural a little bit. But I think the main part is just making the good decisions and being able to hold on to the
ball. And you had a return for a touchdown with the Saints, correct? I mean, that feeling had to have been incredible. You know, doing it at college is an amazing feeling to start, but to do it at the pro level, knowing that you can do it, that's got to give you a certain sort of confidence that you can be that kind of special playmaker at this level.
Yeah, I think they happen like week 3 of my rookie year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it did kind of give me a confidence boost. And I think it kind of gave, you know, our return team a confidence boost. And, you know, it just allowed us to know that we are able to make the play. So every time we get the chance to come out here, we need to focus up and try to make that play every time.
So many teams play now in domes. Lucky you, you're not on one of those teams
right
now. So how much practice goes into it when it comes to wing condition? Because you guys practice a lot outside as well. But, you know, I would have to think this has to be one of the tougher stops in the NFL when it comes to measuring the wind off the lake and that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, it's definitely, you know, a learning experience for me. But I was at Mizzou. I caught punts out, you know, outside. But, you know, being in the NFL, it's on a different level. You know, the kickers and punters are a lot, you know, they're a lot more better than they were in college. So just coming out every day, practicing hard, you know, taking the reps and just trying to get the most out of each rep, I think is helping me become a better returner. You know, being outside, catching punts is helping me overall improve my game, and that's just how I look at it.
Marcus, fans and players alike are learning new rules when it comes to kickoff returns. Can you explain these new rules on the kickoff to us, how you interpret it and how it's meant to make the game a little bit safer?
I think my intake on it is that they're trying to reduce, you know, a lot of the collisions and, you know, just try to make it more safe. And that's what I like, you know what I mean? A rule, you know, the rules are, you know, kind of a headache when you have to learn a new rule from year to year. But I think, you know, it's promoting safety in the game, and that's the most important part.
Well, now, as a running back, the lowering the helmet rule could get you in trouble. I mean, how does that change your style as a running back? You know, I've been kind of joking with other players asking, is the dive a dead play? Or is that still going to be called? Is that still something you're going to have to work on? And now getting into that pile, getting dirty with your head up rather than going straight in?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we have to work on. You know, in between the trenches, I think it's going to be hard to judge. You know, guys going to lower their head, but there's just something we have to work on, and again, it's for our safety. So I mean, it's kind of a headache learning new rules and trying to use new techniques, but it's a part of the game that we have to you know, improve. So I'm with it.
Marcus Murphy, who played his college ball at Missouri, Buffalo Bills running back and kick returner, our guest here in the Sports Bar. In high school, you played with Von Miller. Did you and Von Miller play on the same side of the ball in offense? Did they? Because I would have loved to see that backfield if it was you and Von Miller in the backfield at the same time.
Well, I mean, Von didn't play offense. He was playing defense. He played linebacker and, you know, kick return and, you know, a lot of different positions. He wasn't on the offensive side of the ball, but, you know, I had a lot of other teammates, you know, that were on the offensive side, and, you know, they made it to the NFL. So we have had a lot of people come out of the
Like, give us some names on that team.
Cyrus Gray, he was a running back for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
We had Tony Gerard Eddy. He played D-tackle over in San Fran. And, I mean, it's multiple guys that were there before me, but those are the guys that I was there with.
Marcus Murphy, Bills running back, joining us in the Country Suite Hot Seat Bills Camp live from St. John Fisher College. Marcus, you've been great with your time. We really appreciate you stopping by and looking forward to continuing you watch to make the most out of your opportunities here this preseason with the Buffalo Bills. Best of luck. Stay healthy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.